US Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has pulled America's funding from the Global Vaccine Alliance, Gavi. Gavi is an international organisation that helps vaccinate more than half the children in the world. Ireland contributes $22 million to this end, but the loss of USA funding, around $300 million a year, will have a big impact. Professor Anne Moore is vaccine immunology expert and professor at University College Cork and also at the National Institute for Bioprocessing Research and Training in Dublin. Professor Anne Moore, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
What does Gavi do and why does it matter?
Gavi has multiple roles, but really in the last 20, 25 years, it's been responsible for, as you said, vaccinating half the world's children, especially in low middle income countries. And that's because in these countries, ministries of health can't afford to buy vaccines. They're not organised enough to buy vaccines. And vaccine manufacturers don't see a market for these countries. So Gavi stepped in and organised the financing and the logistics to vaccinate millions of children in the last 20, 25 years, which even with the simplest vaccines, the DTP vaccine, has reduced child mortality by 50%. So on multiple levels, it's ensured that there's a constant flow of vaccines and children are being saved as a result.
I don't know whether logic is the right word, but what logic is being advanced by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For the USA pulling its funding from Gavi?
There is no logic. I mean, it fits with the whole current US aid pulling of all health resources where they're most needed in the world. And this is extremely worrying for the future, where we're going to where we have no global health security. People are going to be sicker, people cannot prosper, and it's incredibly worrying. I mean, the only logic fits back into RFK's personal gain from conspiracy theories about completely unfounded, as all conspiracy theories are, about vaccines and safety. And, you know, the claim that, you know, the US is going to withhold funding until Gavi reviews safety of vaccines. Hundreds of millions of children have been vaccinated with these vaccines. There are no safety issues with the vaccines that Gavi are using. So there is no logic.
And there is, as you were saying, not just in the developing world, but in the developed world, isn't there, a huge cost to vaccine scepticism, especially after COVID. We're now seeing measles outbreaks and the return of diseases that many of us thought were in the past.
Yeah. I mean, we're going back to the start of the 20th century, not even the 21st century, when it comes to the threat of infectious diseases that can easily and safely be prevented by vaccines. You know, in the US, the advisory committee has been fired and has been filled with people who are all anti-vaxxers. And the use and recommendation of vaccines in the US has been completely turned on its head. It looks like now that the US is having really bad consequences. Their actions are going to have really bad consequences for the rest of the world. And vaccines are incredibly safe. You know, a lot of people beside you at work and, you know, in your daily life wouldn't be around if they weren't vaccinated and protected from disease. So, you know, these crazy conspiracy theories about the safety of routine vaccines is having very detrimental effects on our health. And our health is core to society and to being able to do well and to prosper, you know, in the economy and culturally as well.
You see, you can say that on a programme like this. On the other hand, there are podcasts with, you know, very influential. Joe Rogan, again, this week, looking at talking to a doctor who would be sceptical about vaccines. And that has a huge impact, doesn't it? More than
it
you
does.
Know,
it,
interviews
it does.
Like this.
Yeah. And you know, the really, really frustrating thing is that all of these anti-vax people are all in it for financial gain. They're selling you merchandise. They are hooking you up to their podcast. Subscribe now. It is all for financial gain. They do not care about your health. They do not care about whether you get sick or not. They will sell you the next snake oil so that you don't get measles. And it is absolutely frightening how that is having an effect. And I think the only way to counter that is that, well, one of the ways to counter that is that we all understand kind of what think, you know, health interventions like vaccines, how they are safe and how they do have a positive effect on our livelihoods overall, and to be able to dispel
right.
the disinformation that is out there.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. That's Professor Anne Moore, and we'll have the business news after the break.